It's the post-match show from the Glen Muck, a stone's throw away from Anfield after Liverpool have beat Southampton 3-1. It was 3-1, wasn't it? We had to leave it.
Yeah, yeah.
Ted needed the poo.
Okay.
And I think having your first shit at the match is a notable
yeah.
notable thing. Anyway, sorry, you threw me. Liverpool won 3-1. I think it's 16 points clear at the top of the league now. Obviously, Arsenal play tomorrow. Yeah. But first half was a great Damien. I've got Damien Cavada, I've got Dan Austin, I've got Adam Melia. First half was a great Damien, and then second half when they turned it on, I don't think there's many clubs that could have lived with us, and certainly not Southampton.
No, I agree. So to me, it just looked, I mean, human nature comes into it, doesn't it? So Liverpool looked like a team in the first half that had been given the runaround on Wednesday, that knew it was 13 points clear before the start, knew it was playing bottom of the league, and knew it was going to win today. And you can't play football like that's not good enough. And Southampton knew exactly where they were going to finish in the league and thought they were going to be neat and tidy and at least enjoy the occasion. So they blocked all the shots they should block. They did themselves proud. They came out and put a shift in. And then they scored right on half-time and just delivered the team talk, don't they? So then it's a question of, that's not good enough. You can't switch form off and on. I don't know which one of you think you're playing on Tuesday or think you're playing in the League Cup final, but you better get out there and show me that you want it. And Liverpool just clicked. That was it. And you would have beaten anybody, and you could have beaten anybody by any score. Someone said today, you'd only get 3 points if you score 5 goals. They'd have got the 5 goals. We're watching the best team in the country, possibly the best team in Europe. They can turn it on at half-time if it suits it. So, the whole thing with the substitutions was about the worst problem that we had in the second half, because everyone was in no doubt we were just going to win, and we cruised home. Great.